The Public News Service Doha Newscast for November the 8th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. With the likelihood of a long wait for election results nationwide, Maryland's decision to pre-process mail-in ballots may pay dividends in the coming days.
As of last Sunday, the state reports mail-in ballot requests numbered more than 641,000. While some in the nation are calling for the hand counting of ballots, Maryland's electronic scanners machine count ballots at both the precinct and county levels. Hannah Freed is a member of the National Task Force on Election Crises. She says hand counting of ballots is prone to human error.
It's really slow and it's error prone, right? People make mistakes when they're counting a lot of ballots, right? There are better systems. Machine counting of ballots is any election expert is going to tell you that is the time-tested, battle-tested way to count ballots.
Maryland's pre-processed mail-in ballot results will not be released until the polls close on Election Day. The rise in mail-in balloting in the nation has changed how quickly votes are being counted, with different states having different rules around when mail-in or absentee ballot processing can begin. Brett Pivato reporting.
Election Day is busy at most news outlets, but some employees of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette are picketing today, still on strike for what they consider unfair labor practices of the newspaper's parent company. More now from Daniel Smith.
Some workers have been off the job since October 6th, others since October 18th. An advertising account representative at the paper, Kitsy Higgins, claims workers at the Pulitzer Prize-winning paper have spent 5 years with no bargaining agreement, and some people have gone 15 years without pay increases.
We're looking for a fair contract, which is reasonable, an increase in wages, especially for 2022, and insurance along with just a bargain in good faith, which we're not having right now, which is unfortunate.
We reached out to the paper's owners, Block Communications, and a representative from the paper's marketing department responded with documents saying the paper is seeking a federal mediator's help in the dispute.
These striking workers have created a digital publication, the Pittsburgh Union Press, to cover the labor dispute and serve as an alternate voice for readers. In the meantime, the Post-Gazette management has agreed to sit down for contract negotiations with the Newspaper Guild of Pittsburgh, which represents about 100 journalists at the paper. Now from the Washington Post, heading into Election Day, Democrats and Republicans are locked in a fierce fight for control of the Senate, with a handful of races that could tip control of the chamber. Former President Donald Trump was in one key battleground state Monday night, campaigning for J.D. Vance, a candidate he has backed since the primaries, in a tight race in Ohio against Representative Tim Ryan. This is PNS. Millions of Californians already have voted, but millions more will head to the polls today to either vote in person or drop off their mail-in ballot.
Groups that fight for clean elections want to clear up some myths about the ballot this year. Kim Alexander with the nonpartisan, nonprofit California Voter Foundation says some people worry, mistakenly thinking they have to vote on every race.
This is a pretty long ballot. If you don't feel comfortable making a decision on something on the ballot, you're free to skip that contest and move on to the next ballot.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
In California, county election officials will contact voters with missing or challenged envelope signatures to give them a chance to submit a valid signature. Now to Virginia, where farmers looking for a sustainable way for their crops can look to regenerative agriculture for this purpose.
The idea of regenerative agriculture is to focus on soil health and the carbon sequestration of the land. It improves the soil quality without artificially fertilizing it. Steve Normanton owns Normanton Farms. He utilizes this practice and finds it has numerous benefits, one of which is keeping plants healthy for consumption.
You are what you eat, right? And so what you want to be putting into your body is the healthiest possible food that you possibly can. You're looking at that and you're thinking about regenerative agriculture. It's all about creating healthy soil.
He adds that another way it's sustainable for farming is that the soil's health makes for better crops, since it's not reliant on pesticides. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, agriculture accounted for about 11% of climate change in 2020. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Some of the long-term benefits of regenerative agriculture include better water retention, better ability to hold nutrients, and reduce soil erosion. Finally, Mike Mullen lets us know the U.S. has seen the average age of farmers inch upward in states such as North Dakota. There's outreach to help those with retirement on the horizon have a succession plan ready in protecting the future of their land.
North Dakota State University's Extension Service has emphasized this type of assistance in recent years. Acacia Stuckel, an extension agent with NDSU, says it appears to be vital right now with a third of American farmers 65 or older. Her team works with farmers on mapping out a vision for divvying up their assets.
So we help them decide things like, will a member of the next generation take over your farm or ranch business? Or will the land and other financial assets be passed along to non-farming heirs?
Stuckel says having these discussions sooner prevents situations from getting messy if there's an untimely death.
This is Mike Clifford reminding you it is Election Day, your chance to vote. I'm reporting for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Heard at great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.